This is WKAR. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. The second round of Democratic presidential hopefuls debated in Detroit last night. WKAR's Abigail Senske was there, and she joins me now on the line from Detroit to give us the main takeaways from the second night of debates. Thanks for being here, Abigail.
Of course.
One of the major themes from the first night of debates was the fight between progressive Democrats and moderate Democrats. Did that come up again last night?
Yes and no. At first, it seemed like night two was going to be a repeat, the same story of progressives versus moderates and everyone ganging up on the two candidates billed as stars, but with different characters this time. And that turned out to be true for maybe the first 40 minutes to an hour, where it was a free-for-all against frontrunners Vice President Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris. But then things started to open up and other candidates started to land punches, notably Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard when she criticized Harris on her record as a prosecutor, and later Secretary Julian Castro criticized Biden on his immigration record. For the most part, we got all the blockbuster fights we were expecting. And this was one of those exchanges between Biden and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
That was corrupt. Why did you announce in the first day a zero tolerance policy of stop and frisk and hire Rudy Giuliani's guy in 2007 when I was trying to get rid of the crack cocaine?
Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor. You need to...
So going into the debate, it was expected that people would pounce on Senator Harris. She's come under fire for flip-flopping on whether she wants Medicare for all or not, and she had just released a healthcare policy plan. Vice President Biden was also under attack from all sides as the candidate who's leading polls and with the longest record to attack. Booker got into it with Biden over criminal justice reform, and New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand confronted Biden about his treatment of women. So those were things that people were expecting, and all of those things happened.
What kind of things did the candidates cover, and were there any Michigan-specific issues raised in the second night of debates?
Candidates talked about everything from healthcare to equal pay to climate change. As far as policy goes, it seemed like the second night had a little more content in that department. On the Michigan side of things, Flint was brought up. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said he would require eradication of all lead, like they've done in New York City. Castro and Washington Governor Jay Inslee also brought it up. Detroit's economic recovery was brought up several times, most notably when Vice President Biden took it as an opportunity to rest on his laurels. There were passing references to auto workers and General Motors, and Cory Booker specifically brought up Michigan African-American voters, and this is what he had to say.
We lost the state of Michigan because everybody from Republicans to Russians were targeting the suppression of African-American voters. We need to say that. If the African-American vote in this state had been like it was 4 years earlier, we would have won the state of Michigan.
So what he's referencing there is the popular idea of the white working class voter switching from voting Democrat to voting for President Trump. Black turnout did drop in Wayne County from the Obama administration to when Hillary Clinton lost the state of Michigan. And that played a huge role in why the president narrowly won the state of Michigan. So Michigan definitely came up, but things stuck pretty closely to a more national focus.
You are listening to WKAR. We're speaking with politics reporter Abigail Senske about the second night of Democratic debates in Detroit. Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist was there to welcome voters. What did he have to say about the debate?
So first of all, he said as a Detroiter, he's very proud that the debates were held here in Detroit and just shows how essential Michigan is to Democratic strategy in 2020. When I asked him what he'd advise candidates to talk about when courting Michigan voters, this is what he told me.
Infrastructure, education, job creation, and closing the skills gap to connect people to those jobs. You talk about those issues in Michigan, you'll win. That's what we did in 2018.
Gilchrist told me he hasn't made an official endorsement yet. He said he will jointly endorse a candidate with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But he says for a candidate to deserve their endorsement and to win the votes and hearts of people in Michigan, the candidates have to show up here. So we can certainly expect to see more 2020 candidates back here in Michigan as the campaign rolls on.
We've been talking with WKAR politics reporter Abigail Sensky about the second night of the Democratic debates. Abigail, thank you so much for being here.
You bet.